True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tanna to Mahomes. His call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holtis.
Really quickly, want to give you guys an update. Kansas is up 53-46. It is 10 minutes left in the game. Flory Badunga, he is leading Kansas in scoring. He has 18.7 rebounds. He also has 3 blocks right now. There's a TV timeout. We'll continue to keep you updated. Rob, the text line is telling me Melvin Council's out there knocking down threes for you guys. Look at that. Go to Vegas. Change your luck. That's how things work. Our guest, Mitch Holtis, he is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. We're very happy right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Do you have a Missouri Southern update?
I do not have a Missouri Southern update. I wish that I had one, but I don't have one today.
Okay, go Lions. I don't even know when they play again, football or any kind of event. But anyway, yeah, most so, baby. Yes, this is, you got me on a Monday and a Tuesday in the same day. I'm literally a foot away from Matt McMullen, senior team reporter of the Kansas City Chiefs. But we're putting together 2 days in one, and it's a short week, baby. Got to roll.
Absolutely. So, Mitch, let's just start with this. This is what I led the show with today. I think this is as grim for the Chiefs that it's been since the fourth quarter of the first Super Bowl against San Francisco when they were down 20-10. The Chiefs were not playing well up to that point. And a lot of the mistakes that the Chiefs had made that got them to 5-5 were starting to pop up. Red zone inefficiencies, penalties, fumbles, turnovers, all of those things that kind of reared their ugly head. And it was just like the Chiefs magically out of nowhere just flipped a switch. Their defense, the last 12 plays for the Colts went 13 yards. Patrick Mahomes, the last drives for Kansas City since the or after the Kareem Hunt fumble, 11 for 17 for 160 yards passing and 22 rushing yards. Man, it is so hard to explain, but some light flipped with Kansas City when they had their backs absolutely up against the wall yesterday against Indianapolis.
It's a culture win. So if you're going to make that parallel to Super Bowl 54, then I would tell you the ingredients of why the game turned is the same. Resolve, resiliency. There's no giving up or saying, that's it, we'll just quit here and go home. There was a defense that decided after having a sudden change, which is very difficult to do. I don't care if you're Olathe Northwest playing Manhattan in the 6A state final. A sudden change in football for a defense is one of the most difficult things to do in sport. And for the sudden change, you're getting your points off the board, essentially losing the ball in the red zone, and to come out with a fervor to get them stopped and to flip the game is very similar to Super Bowl 54. What, we remember Jet Chip Wass. We remember Damian Williams' run day mortality. We remember Kelsey's touchdown. what we forget is how the defense just stunned San Francisco in that game. They had 2-3 and outs that totaled 41 seconds in possession time. Three passes knocked down by Chris Jones. Very similar then, if you're going to make that parallel, it's the parallel of the values of this team that have been here since Andy Reid drove into the parking lot. That's one. And then two, the fact that the defense turned the game with some resolve when there was no real emotion behind him. The crowd was great. Chris Jones got him going, but they had to create the situation. It wasn't there, and they took over and got a strip sack at the three. They just was able to grind and flip the game.
Yeah, I was just going to make that point. I'm happy that you brought up Chris Jones, because to get the Chiefs out of this hole that they have created, you're going to need your stars to be stars to do this. I thought you saw great emotional leadership from two people. I think you saw it from Travis Kelce when the fumble happened for Kareem Hunt and he goes up to him. And I thought that was a very pivotal moment on the sideline. Hey, my brother, we got you. We can pick this thing up. I think you also saw it from Chris Jones, not only getting his team involved, but also getting the fans involved. I think they needed leaders to step up in a big way. And I think those guys who have won championships did that for them on Sunday.
If fans, I would tell them to go watch our interview with Chris. We had him on our Game Rewind show that we put on YouTube live on the Chiefs YouTube channel. Go find that, because Chris Jones has come so far as maturity and leadership and trying to influence the rest of the team. He's not some dude chasing sacks. He's really feeling like he's got a responsibility, not just for the rest of the defense, but for the whole team. And that's a big change in him over the past 3 to 4 years. And he's really matured in that sense and is a big part of this team moving forward. Now, it would have been nice, too, to get some takeaways. Do you know what's hard to do? Is go 6-5 with 9 takeaways. Like, at some point, you got to get some interceptions and fumble recoveries and try to make an impactful big-time defensive play. Maybe that starts this week and Thanksgiving. But defensively, to go 4 straight 3 and outs to hold that team coming in number 1 in the league in yards per game, and the best runner on the planet this year, and to stuff them for 13 yards and 12 plays and 4 straight 3 and outs is a huge testimony to this defense. Now the next step, get some takeaways and maybe influence or even seal a game with a big defensive, not only a stop, but a takeaway.
Right now, we're joined by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, recapping the win yesterday over the Indianapolis Colts. Mitch, you and I have talked about the run game, and I've been kind of banging the drum with just staying consistent in the run game. I thought the Chiefs did that yesterday. They don't win that game without Kareem Hunt and just staying diligent. 30 carries, really showing a commitment to running the ball, controlling the line of scrimmage. I thought that was a major tempo setter for Kansas City, which aided in a win.
Kareem Hunt came into that game 11 times, 3rd and 1. He's converted 9. That's number 1 in the NFL. Second's Josh Jacobs, 7 of 11. Matt McMullen and I talked about it in our pregame show, our field pass show on the field before the game, because we echoed the same thing you said. If this season's going to turn, Kareem Hunt's going to have a hand in it. Now, not running for 70 yards for a touchdown like the 2017 season, but the fact that he gets 30 hard carries for 104 yards is Christian Okoye. It's Barry Word. It's Ed Podolak. He was magnificent yesterday, even if it wasn't something spectacular. And so you hope he's got enough gas in the tank. We're sitting here going to do this again in 72 hours, which is crazy, and to do it on the road. But Kareem Hunt is so valuable to this team, I think way more than maybe even Chiefs fans realize, or for sure the external fans that look at the Chiefs even know or study.
Mitch, think about all the things that have happened in your life, happened in Kansas City since 2017. Is it not crazy that you called Kareem Hunt's first fumble and you just called his second fumble and they were 8 years apart from one another?
Yeah, that's stupid. I remember that first fumble, like, because we were so hopeful for him, like, ooh, they got this guy to Toledo. And he fumbles, like, oh, no, this can ruin some guy. Well, he doesn't fumble again, you know, for 8 years. But I still see the circle route for like 70 yards and stunning New England in that 2017 game. But Kareem has reinvented himself. To come back here, he, like Chris Jones, has matured. And he also, in his different way, they do it in different ways. Chris is a little more demonstrative. But Kareem, in his own way, knows he can influence and help lead the team. And he has told everybody that wants to listen, jump on my back. And for an athlete to do that is he'll do the dirty work. I featured him last week on a lot of my shows in the fact that you need the dirty work done, I'll do it. And yesterday it was 130 all-purpose yards. So we just got to get him revved up again. This isn't playing Madden. The fact that we got to get him to quick recover and be an impact in the Dallas game is a feat here, especially where he's at in his career.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, getting his thoughts on what happened yesterday in Chiefs and Colts. Mitch, what do you think the role could potentially be for Damian Pierce? They just got him. I mean, they gave Kareem 30 carries, and you're talking about the quick turnaround in 72 hours. I don't think Kareem's getting another 30 carries. They're going to need another running back contribution. So maybe that's Isaiah Pacheco coming back. Maybe that's more Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Maybe that means more Bashard Smith. But you're not going into Dallas with just one running back like they did against Indianapolis. What do you think the plan could possibly be?
Well, it depends on Pacheco's health. Now, these guys and Rick Burkholder and his staff, and they've never rushed a guy back. In 13 years, I've never seen, hey, and I don't want to kind of do what Daboll did in the Giants, but, you know, he's going to put, Jackson Dart out there or something. But they don't do that.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here, but this has been a bit because Pop got hurt, Pacheco got hurt in the Washington game, so he's had some time. But if he's not cleared, he won't go, right? But there's a shot he can play. To me, your answer, the first answer is one that's in parentheses: can Pacheco go? And if he goes, he doesn't have to carry it 30 times. It's just there's got to be someone else, as you alluded to. And if that's Pierce, he's got to do the quick study. I mean, this offense has over 800 plays in it. So you give him a small sample size, you give him a sampler appetizer plate, and you say, can you do these 4 to 5 things? Because don't forget protections here. A running back must have protections as well. So it's not just a, you know, let's just throw a dude out there and go, hey, go do something great. So he could have some contribution because they're looking for that next person to give contribution. But it starts, will Pacheco be healthy or not? Can't answer that on Monday at 4:09.
I think there's a chance that Pierce just ends up being their kicker, their punt returner this week, that is looking for a little bit of pop. He's a guy that's shown the ability to do that in the past. Maybe he's not somebody you feel comfortable giving him carries to, but I could very easily see, especially with the kickoff emphasis, I could see Pierce returning kicks on Thursday.
Well, and they need to get a splash in special teams play. There's got to be a return here. We haven't seen a return like Remigio last year in the playoffs had the 63-yarder and the 41-yarder. We haven't seen that yet this year. In fact, we've had tons of penalties on it. But there's, I think, and especially a game like this where you're looking for any little thing on a short week to help make a significant play. We know how good Dallas' special teams are. Who's going to give a spark? Is that a block kick? Is that a big return? Set up field position? Try to give you draw card. Hey, give me a draw card, and the draw card's an ace. That hasn't happened yet this year in special teams, and hopefully that'll happen soon. Pierce could do that. We've seen him do that, yes, in his career as a returner.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz here for a couple of more minutes. Mitch, what do you think the absence of Trey Smith means for the offensive line?
Well, it does a couple things. One, it puts just a lot on the plate of Kelly Endo, and you go from being a complimentary player to the player. The Chiefs run a lot with that anchor position being the right guard spot, whether that's power runs and whether Trey's play side or he's doing the inside pull guard to guard. So Matias done really good job with it. But Mike's got to do that and do it against a defensive front that's way better now that with Quinnen Williams coming into the fold for the Cowboys. But what it also does, it takes away your sixth offensive lineman. Where Mike's really good, Kelly Endo, is he comes in as that extra blocker. Now, Jalen Moore was in that role yesterday. I could see that happen again. Jalen's, you know, a little more powerful as a tackle. But it's not what your rhythm has been up to this point. So there's one very obvious answer, and one that's not so obvious, more sublime, in that the Chiefs, if they go to how many snaps will they have with six offensive linemen, now that's going to be not Caliendo, but more with Caliendo at the right guard spot.
Right now, we're going through some of the top storylines in yesterday's game. Let's switch just a little bit, Mitch. I want to get your thoughts on the Indianapolis Colts. We've seen this happen in years past with Kansas City, and I don't know if it's because Mahomes is playing well that teams try to do it. I thought that yesterday, even though Kansas City was doing a good job in managing Jonathan Taylor, I thought the Indianapolis went away from him late when it was money time, when that's kind of the core and essence of who they are on those final 12 plays. So after the Kareem Hunt fumble, Indianapolis ran 12 plays and got 13 yards. Only three of those ended up being carries to Jonathan Taylor. I thought that they overly relied on Daniel Jones late in that game, and I thought Kansas City took advantage of it.
Did you call the Ravens in the 2023 AFC Championship game?
Yeah, that is exactly what it felt like to me.
Yeah, that happens with teams. They're trying to think, man, we could sit here and just bash our head against the wall and we're not going to get enough to get a first down. We're going to have to get a chunk play. But what part of a left-handed answer to your question would be the fact that Chiefs did a really good job on Alec Pierce and Michael Pittman Jr. and Josh Downs to some extent, and really good job on Tyler Warren. We'd been spent a lot of time on Warren, who had had the same amount of catches as Kelsey coming into the game, and that got shut down too. So not only are you shutting down Pittman, shutting down Taylor, you've got everybody else kind of in check. And that's where I think that Jim Bob Cooter, the offensive coordinator of the Colts, is thinking, what are we going to do here? So, yeah, you get perplexed, but, you know, you think of the old Titans teams with Vrabel. They would not give up on it. Or the Ravens, usually, they're down 14-0. You're like, oh, man, they got to start throwing now. They go, no. We'll just run it, boom, boom, 8-play drive. We'll score a touchdown. Now we're back within 7. And so, but there was a little bit of an AFC championship feeling, and maybe the crowd was part of that too. They just created this tension for a visiting team.
Mitch, a couple more questions here, and I want to learn what you guys have planned coming up on the Chiefs Kingdom show. I think the million-dollar question that none of us have the answer to is, are the Chiefs going to be able to build off of this? That was a big win, a win that they desperately needed. But job not finished. There's still a lot of work to be done. The Chiefs did a lot of good things in this game. The Chiefs also showed some of their weakness and how they've kind of put themselves in this situation. I think the million-dollar question everybody has is, are the Chiefs going to be able to build off this and turn this one win into some momentum and get hot in the second half of the season?
Well, to do it, they're facing one of the most difficult tasks, I think, in all of professional sports. This might be akin to the NBA back-to-back, or when MLB's got to play like 17 straight games without a day off. When you do the road short week, you have a tough overtime game. Now, I know the Cowboys are overtime too, but they're at home. They get all of their Wednesday. We're traveling on a Wednesday. You basically get a day and maybe a day and a fourth. And so, to answer your question, can the Chiefs build on it? They're going to have to do something extraordinary, and that is come roaring right back within hours to beat a team that's playing at a traditional time. You know what? I'm going to give you a plug. We're going to put a Defending the Kingdom up. We're going to post it probably tomorrow sometime. But as people are driving to their families during your Thanksgiving holidays, I'm going to give you an answer, but I'm going to actually turn you to Defending the Kingdom. Because there are layers to this game. There is emotion to this game that is unusual, that can help you on a short week and give you these shots of adrenaline, like taking an energy drink before you work out, because of the nature of this game. And I can't get into all of it now because of time, but we do in the podcast. Just It sounds like I'm plugging it. No, just understand, listen to it, and you're going to go, whoa, there's a lot more to this game than I even thought. And that could be something that's an adrenaline shot to the heart. Because if you win this game and go 7-5, I think you definitely can build on it. But this is you just turning in your paper in English and going, man, I feel good about it. I did it right at the 11th hour. And then you've got a calc test the next day, or actually in the next hour, it seems like. But that's what this is. But there's just some unusual factors that make this can give you some adrenaline.
It is interesting that the Chiefs have kind of had these points at various times in the season. I mean, this is a really big swing game. There's a major difference in being 7-5 and you're coming back home and you've got that extended weekend and time to get ready for the home game against Houston, than being 6-6 and then again putting yourself in. And that's just going to be the nature of the second half of the season. But if this team is 6-6, they absolutely cannot afford to lose the Houston game. So this is just one of those swing games that they had a couple of weeks ago on the road at Buffalo right before the bye week for them to find themselves in another one of those games Thursday against the Cowboys.
But you're asking them to it. I'm not sure. You could go through this and look at a team that has had that as big a challenge as this. You're asking them to go to 7-5 on a short week on the road after an overtime game, after you've also played Sunday night on the road, Monday night on the road, Brazil, blah, 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 blah. You're asking them to do it again. You mentioned there's been swing moments in this season, but you're asking them to do it under very difficult circumstances. That's why I'm saying go to the defending the kingdom. If you get a boost of power and you pull this game off, it feels more than 7-5. This feels like 7.5-5. And you can then to use kind of a mini bye week to charge into December with those final five games and maybe go on a real run. Keep in mind, coach has had a five-game winning streak since 15, I believe. But you can't have a streak unless you get two. And so the second one is a big challenge.
Last thing here, Mitch, what do you guys have planned for Chiefs Kingdom today?
Okay, Gladstone, Northland, where the fans are real. We're going to be, it'll be red and rowdy and raucous. We'll hear from Coach Reed. Had a chance to put together something with Coach Reed earlier today. And then John McGraw will give us some perspective. Here's why. Now, John played 10 years in the league. He also played 2 years in Detroit. And they host the Thanksgiving early game every year. What's it like in a short week? Now, he got to play at home, but he also played short weeks on the road. We're going to give into the challenge of what an NFL athlete has to do to play short weeks, especially this late in the season. So can't miss radio tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom.
That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work. You'll be able to hear him on 96.5 The Fan on Thursday as the Chiefs go on the road to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Mitch Holtis, his appearances are brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, and Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, I'm trying to think back, but this is your second time going on the road to Dallas for Thanksgiving, right?
1995. My second year, we had a dinner the night before at Lamar's house, and there's all these antiquities from the Renaissance and Louis the 14th. And I'm like, don't touch anything. Like, I'm going to bash into I'm Smith Center, right? I'm going to bash into some, oh my gosh, those are the dishes from, the King of Austria. And I'm like, no. So I stood there and just kind of tried to stay in tight circumstances, but it was an incredible evening. It was wonderful. That was the best part of that whole trip. But we played one of the best Dallas teams of all time. We had a good team, went 13-3 that year. That was supposed to be a preview of the Super Bowl. They win it. We don't make it. But I do remember that dinner the night before. It was just awesome. Lamar and Norma hosted us. But I'm thinking, don't touch anything. Don't look at anything. Just don't be stupid.
That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today. Mitch, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my man.
Same to you.
Absolutely. That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.